USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A member of ISIS will spend the rest of his life in prison for killing Americans. The ISIS beetle was given the sentence for the deaths of four Americans, including James Foley and Kayla Miller. Foley's mother claims the ruling sends a message to other criminals who commit crimes against Americans overseas.
Let this sentencing make clear to all who dare to kidnap, torture, or kill any American citizen abroad that U.S. justice will find you and that our government will hold you accountable for your crimes against our citizens.
Alec Baldwin is vowing to never use real guns again in any film he's making. The actor also saying cinematographer Helena Hudgens' death was avoidable and so unnecessary, and he thinks about the incident every day of his life. USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Apple users are being told to update their devices as soon as possible.
Apple has disclosed serious security vulnerabilities for iPhones, iPads, and Mac that could potentially allow attackers to take complete control of these devices. Apple's explanation of the vulnerability means a hacker could get full admin access to the device that would allow intruders to impersonate the device's owner and subsequently run any software in their name. Security experts have advised users to update affected devices. Apple did not say in the report how, where, or by whom the vulnerabilities were discovered. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Regal Cinemas owner Cineworld is filing for bankruptcy. The UK-based movie theater company is expected to file a Chapter 11 petition in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
We may soon see what led to the raid of former President Donald Trump's home.
As the FBI is being scrutinized by millions of Americans for breaking the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, when they raided President Trump's home, the same judge that okayed the warrant by Attorney General Merrick Garland is presiding whether or not to release its contents. Normally, it would not be released until after an arrest or conviction. But with the history of the FBI lying in recent years, the FBI's word does not carry the weight it once did in America. Former FBI Special Agent Maureen O'Connell on Fox News.
Well, if they say that they were so concerned about documents being destroyed, then that really doesn't hold much water for me, because we've heard that there were discussions about whether or not they were going to execute this warrant, and my sources tell me they were spirited discussions for a couple of weeks. But here, I don't really see that based on the timeline that we've discovered in the last week.
From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Cleveland Rape Crisis Center says traditional avenues of criminal justice failed the women who accused Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson of sexual misconduct. However, the center also says his 11-game suspension is a step toward validating his victims. The suspension also includes a $5 million fine and mental health counseling for Watson. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.